Hi, this is Growing Up Aspen with Andy Collin and Chris Pomeroy, and today we're here interviewing Adam Kane, who I was yearbook photographer all the way to Hollywood cinematographer, producer, director. He's done a lot of films, Boondock Saints, he's worked on American Gods, the TV show, and he's here with us today. So yeah, here is Adam Kane.
We were just asking each other if you did you graduate with us?
No, I went to Country Day for the last 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember you were a yearbook photographer, and I remember you from the tennis team, but then I didn't remember you graduating. So there was at some point, I can't remember when, you switched.
It was after 10th grade. I was at Aspen High School for 9 and 10, and then I went to Country Day for 11, 12.
Okay.
My mother was concerned about the...
hazing?
No, the educational benefits of Aspen High School.
Yeah.
So she sort of made a preemptive move. Looking back in retrospect, I'm thinking, really? Like, that's pretty close to the finish line. I don't know if it really made a difference. But... you know, I mean, it all worked out.
Well, what was your family story coming to Aspen? Because we all sort of have our little journey and when we got there. What was your family story of how you got to Aspen?
My mom, well, I was born in California. Uh-huh. And my mom had been a professional singer. And she worked inside of the... TV and record business. So she, in the 60s, was a background singer, like a doo-wop singer.
Right. Oh, cool.
Perry Como and Andy Williams and variety shows. And all of those people were doing records during their evening sessions. So they'd do their shows during the day and they would record albums at night. And so she was a background singer on that stuff as well. And she had a whole universe set up in Los Angeles. And I went to grade school in the LA Unified School District. And she made a determination that that school system was not really that great at that time.
Yeah.
She had transitioned out of the music business into real estate. And she made the determination that going to Aspen would probably make it economically feasible for her to raise two kids there. She was a single mother from the time I was a year and a half.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And so she went to work at Mason & Mason.
Oh, yeah.
As a real estate agent.
Kim's parents,
and we moved
yeah.
there in 1979, and I enrolled in Aspen Middle School.
Wow, okay. So,
that's how we got that. It's a little bit like, you know, when I hear that story out of my own mouth now at this point in my life, I'm thinking, well, that sounds like a dart with a blindfold on thrown at the map of the U.S. I mean, it's like, how do you get to Aspen, you know, out of all places?
Well, I had an interesting setup because when I was born at UCLA Hospital, and I ended up going to Montessori school. The first West Coast Montessori school was in Santa Monica. And I went to that school. And then when we left and went to Aspen, that school was sold to Sony and is now the Sony Animation, the Sony, it's right there on, it's a Sony building, basically. So that school no longer exists. And much like everything these days, you know, but it's kind of interesting to come from LA and to go hit that small town. What was that for you as a kid growing up? What was that like?
It was really strange because, you know, Los Angeles, as you know, is a really big city. I mean, just in the greater Los Angeles area, I don't know what the population was at that time, but it was probably around 16 million.
Yeah.
Something like that in the greater Los Angeles area. So to come to a town with a stated population of what, 7,500 in the off season?
Yeah.
I think it was actually closer to 2,000 in the off season.
Well, it grew, it literally grew from like 76 to 79. That time period, there was a whole bunch of kids coming in and stuff. That was like one of Aspen's big spurts, growth spurts, which we were part of, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, so for me, it was culture shock in the reverse, because I had grown up in a big city. I grew up in the valley in North Hollywood. Trees and hills were not a thing, really. Right. So to come to Aspen was, I mean, thankfully I was pretty outgoing and I was really game for the adventure. So I adapted well. I had been skiing as a younger kid. I have an aunt who grew up in June Lake in Northern California. So I knew how to ski. So the whole indoctrination of, you know, going to the hill 150 days a year was pretty easy for me.
Yeah.
I loved and, you know, the whole Outward Bound thing was like a little out of my comfort zone. I'm not going to like, you're going to leave me in a tent in the middle of nowhere for what? For 24 hours with no food? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was interesting too, because every school in Aspen did that. Whether it was the community school, the Country Day school, the Aspen School District, everybody had their version of that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
The roll of Visqueen and a pocket knife. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And some rope. And then you hear the
they gave you rope? You lucky bastard.
Yeah. I just used dental floss. I was invented. And then you hear the next morning how a bear visited your, you know, the next guy's camp less than a quarter mile away. Like, holy mackerel. That's unbelievable. So, but I loved all that. Like, I, you know, for me, that opened up stuff in my experience that I never would have come into play, that never would have come into play probably had I grown up in Los Angeles. Like, I worked at the grassroots TV station,
right?
Channel 12.
Yeah.
And I shot news for them as a teenager, which never would have happened if I had lived in Los Angeles.
Right. Right.
And I ended up, you know, they needed somebody to do the POV during the World Cup when it came to Aspen. So I was the guy with the camera doing the POV down the course before any of the skiers, you know, raced that day. That never would have happened anywhere else. So, like, all that kind of stuff became part of the fabric of what helped shape my my compass for my life, really.
Yeah.
And that makes Aspen pretty unique in my book.
Thanks for listening. The authors of Growing Up Aspen would like to thank you, and would like to also thank the Aspen Times and the Aspen Daily News for giving us materials for our book, Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, which you can get at twistandturnpress.com and any local bookstore. Thanks.